Hundreds of church leaders, religious and lay missionaries from all five continents are in Edinburgh for a five-day conference focusing on the themes of ecumenism and mission. The meeting, entitled Witnessing to Christ Today, will conclude on Sunday with a prayer and dedication service in the very same venue where a similar gathering was held exactly a century ago. Vatican Radio's Philippa Hitchin is in Edinburgh for the conference and joins us live. Good evening, Philippa.
Hello, Lydia.
Philippa, the conference is examining specific themes around ecumenism and mission today. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, Lydia, that's exactly right. If you look back 100 years ago, the idea of mission was really based on a colonial vision of evangelizing the non-Christian world, as it was called. And in fact, in 1910, there was one African participant, a handful of Asians, and no Latin Americans at all, as that was considered to be a Christian continent. Today, of course, that's all changed. And there are as many Koreans, Chinese, Indians, Brazilians here as there are North Americans and Europeans. So how does that change the focus of mission and evangelization? And connected to that, the question of political power, how does that relate to mission? Ever since Constantine made Christianity the religion of the Roman Empire, what implications does the power, political power, have for mission today? Another theme is that of our new understanding of human rights and religious freedom. What does mission mean in countries where the churches are working in a majority Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist context? And then how does mission connect to the contemporary problems of war, poverty, injustice, or environmental destruction? We heard, for example, an impassioned plea today from a Syrian Orthodox leader about the need for advocacy in the Middle East. He was asking, what kind of missionary church are we if we're not concerned about the people in the place where the Christian church first began? So that gives you just a flavour of some of the very different themes that are being discussed here today. Mm.
Very briefly, Philippa, perhaps you could tell us about it's a colourful event reflecting the church and many cultures today. Perhaps you could talk to us very briefly about that.
You're absolutely right. Last night when I went to bed, I was accompanied by the sound of drums being played by a young African delegate. He's specializing in the whole question of music and drumming, particularly relating to conflict resolution and reconciliation in post-conflict countries. When I woke up this morning, the bagpipes were playing, the piper leading people to opening prayers. So really a reflection of the many different languages, the different cultures, and yet all very much a part of the universal church.